Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.
Throughout the last month, we were strolling down the streets of Glasgow and Edinburgh, unveiling the discoveries of Scotland. Witch trials, cannibalism, and the secret recipe of traditional Scottish whiskey. Now, it's time to come back to our old backyard called Poznań, which, surprisingly or not, is full of mysteries and hidden places, many of which you happen to pass by completely unconscious. Now, let's move back in time to the 14th and 15th centuries. Imagine the medieval meadows at the banks of the Warta River, a scorching summer day. And somewhere in the distance, the blur image of a structure made of wooden beams. That's the gibbet, the execution place for the criminals, witches, and those deserving death penalty. Since the area close to the river was often flooded, which definitely did not make the executions easy, by virtue of the decision made by local authorities, the gibbet was relocated to today's Vilda district. The brand new wooden gibbet was erected close to Dolna Vilda and Krzyżowa streets. Certainly, that gibbet was rebuilt and modernized in many ways to facilitate the death of those convicted of magic, casting spells and curses, or contacts with the devil. It was also the place where the human corpse was displayed to the public for a few days to remind others of what might happen to them if they decided to cooperate with the devil, for example. The 16th century brought another reconstruction of the gibbet, and this time it was a more stable construction, consisting of 9,000 bricks and expensive oak beams with a special well for the hangman. It was also enlarged and could accommodate up to even 4 convicts at one time. Women, of course, were also executed, usually because of alleged sexual relations with the devil. The gibbet as such survived till the middle of the 19th century. And today? Well, if you want to look for the traces of the gibbet, you will find a small shrine built in a wall at Dolna Vilda Street. So next time you pass by the wall, slow down and try to find the remnants of the gibbet.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.